This week, feminism passes a milestone of sorts as the iconic publication, Ms. Magazine, looks back on its first 50 years. A new book has just come out called 50 Years of Ms., the best of the pathfinding magazine that ignited a revolution. It features articles from each decade and traces the evolution of what was once known as the Women's Liberation Movement. Executive editor Kathy Spiller notes the first issue looked at the abortion controversy, a topic just as highly relevant today.
A year later, Roe v. Wade came down from the Supreme Court, and all of the mobilizing sense has resulted in one of the largest movements of this time, with the court now reversing Roe. Women are outraged, and we're watching their political power become even more decisive in election after election.
Other issues highlighted over the years include the role of working women, LGBTQ rights, the fair division of household labor, and Title IX, which led to a big expansion of women's sports. The magazine also exposed the harm caused by sexual harassment some 40 years before the Me Too movement. The U.S. is currently seeing a reactionary backlash to the progress made since the 1970s on gender and racial equality, with books being banned in school districts across the country and college programs on African American history and gender studies coming under attack in Florida. Spiller predicts the tactic will fail.
They can't put a genie back in the bottle. They can create a lot of damage, but they cannot stop the forward march of progress because too many women have seen the benefits of laws that prohibit discrimination and are simply not going to go back.
The magazine and its associated website and podcasts are now being published by the nonprofit Feminist Majority Foundation, with offices in Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles. This is Suzanne Potter reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.